A seed. A little part of a tree. A little thing that no one notices. A seed. A little piece of wood that contains thousands of pages of information. Time will pass. This piece of wood will begin to use sunlight and the water and minerals in the earth. In time, it will grow millions of times its size. And it will become one of the greatest miracles for people to see. It will become a tree. The first condition for a seed to be formed is the union of the female cell in the plant with a male cell from another plant, that is pollen. But there is a question. Plants don't move. That's why God created miraculous ways for the pollen of one plant to be delivered to the female cells of another plant. As we will soon see, a grain of pollen no larger than a speck of dust has a wonderful design of amazing complexity. God has created millions of different plants and the millions of grains of pollen that these plants need. A large amount of this pollen is carried by the wind. These little grains are responsible for the allergies that many people have in the spring. When pollen reaches the organelles of another plant, where the egg cell lies, it fertilizes that cell. Other plants use animals as special couriers to transport their pollen. The couriers they use most are insects. Because of the colors, sweet smells, and nectar that God has given them, flowers attract insects. When we look carefully at the relationship between flowers and insects, we see the harmony in the creation of these living things. Of course, the wonderful design of pollen and plants was not created by the plants themselves. The wonderful methods used to spread pollen constitute only one of the countless examples of God's perfect creation. It is extremely difficult to reach the nectar and pollen of one iris that grows in South Africa. There is a long tube under its leaves. The nectar and pollen lie at the bottom of this tube. To reach them, a really long drilling pipe is required. And a flying device is needed to keep the drilling pipe suspended in the air. God, who created this flower with an incomparable artistry and beauty, also created the system it needs to regenerate. This is a Hoover fly. Because of its long drilling pipe, it can reach the flower's deepest point. It must land on the flower vertically so that its drilling pipe will not bend. It was also provided with the flying system it needs. It can remain suspended in the air like a helicopter. For a helicopter to land safely, guiding signs are used. Now, look at the white arrows on the flower. They all point to one spot guiding the Hoover fly. In this way, the Hoover fly can alight on the right spot. What we see here is clearly a miracle. A flower is a plant without consciousness. It has no eyes, no hands, and no brain to make it think. Despite this, it has signs on it to guide an insect. An insect is also a creature without consciousness. But it too has in it all the technical design needed to reach the pollen and the nectar. Surely the consciousness that provides this flawless harmony does not belong to an insect or a plant. It is Almighty God who knows the qualities possessed by every living thing and creates them from nothing to be in harmony with one another. As it is enjoined in one of the verses of the Quran, "Everyone in the heavens and earth belongs to Him. All are submissive to Him."